From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 8th, 2012. This week, we learn about an important but sometimes overlooked boating safety issue, safety on a dock. Boating safety usually focuses on what happens on a boat, but the dock area also presents some definite risks, as was tragically seen in two child drownings around docks at Smith Mountain Lake in summer 2012. Have a listen for a little over a minute to some dock safety tips from two boating professionals on a windy September day at Clear Lake State Park in Dublin, Virginia.
I'm Johnny Garrett. I'm the concessionaire for Clear Lake State Park. I do the boat rentals. So when people do rent my boats, I give them the kid jackets upstairs. They usually put them on, try them on, make sure they fit, and I talk about how to use the crotch strap and everything so the kids don't come out of their jacket. And when they get off the boats, I always offer them that the kids can keep the jackets on until they get back on dry land, and it's their choice at that point whether they want to hold their hand and take them off the dock or if they want to leave the jacket on for safety. I've got two kids, a 5.5 and a 2.5-year-old, and both of them love running on the docks. If I have a life jacket on, I'm far more relaxed. If I don't have one on, they stay within hand's reach of me.
I'm Mike Hoffman with the Coast Guard Auxiliary here at Dublin, Virginia, at Clater Lake. Another tip would be to have direct supervision, to have the children close to you and to see what they're doing at all times and be aware what they're doing at all times. Even if they do have a safety jacket on, they still need to have direct supervision.
To recap and add to what Mr. Garrett and Mr. Hoffman mentioned, here's a list of six key precautions that dock visitors should take. Watch your children. Wear properly fitting life jackets. Wear non-slip shoes. Watch for things that can trip you, such as ropes or items left on the dock. Watch for other potential hazards from dock structures, fuel handling, and electrical equipment. And obey posted rules, including no swimming around the dock and no alcohol. If you're going to a dock or marina for a boating excursion or just to enjoy the scenery, please remember that water safety starts at the shoreline. Thanks to Johnny Garrett and Michael Hoffman for their help with this week's episode. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.